as far as the excessive force goes in this video, I think there needs to be a review with excessive force. And the reason why I say that is because in that tape, if I think every council member watched it, after he was maced, after he was handcuffed, an officer, not the one that maced him, slammed his face into the hood of the car and said, "Shut the F up." Now, I don't understand why that was necessary. That is my biggest question out of this whole entire situation, other than him having to jump in the back seat of the car to put his hands around my son's neck. And if you watch the whole entire video, you will also hear my son ask the officer if he could clean up the car because he had made a mess in the back seat of the car. So he was polite after everything that he went through and the excessive force that he had to go through. But I do not think it is necessary to have this
external investigation.
Exactly. I mean, I appreciate it. But to also elaborate, I don't think when we did the initial citizens report, it was not looked into the way it was supposed to. And that was the biggest argument out of all the community people, that once they when they do their thing, that's the reason why we need a citizen review board. So citizens can do these reviews instead of it being an internal investigation. As far as the ISP goes, not one person was interviewed for all the witnesses that was handed to the attorney. When the FBI came in, only reason why nothing was found in, the primary reason was, is because my son was secluded in an area to where nobody else was there except CPD officers. So it was based off a perception of what was going on in a video. So only thing they could go off is what an officer was telling, what a report said, and I lost my train of thought. But anyway, it was all off a perception, and the video, of course. But I do think there needs to be a review. Of some sort, but $85,000 is not worth it. We can put that to the homeless. We can put it to other things that can go on in Champaign County.